Hi, I'm Gary Grigsby. Welcome to Missouri Environment, a report about environmental issues produced by KBIA News. Listening to birds sing and talk in my backyard this fall, some of them migrating south for the winter, is something I probably take for granted at times. You might too with birds in your backyard. But the number of birds in this country has been declining for many years. There's an effort afoot to address this issue. It's known as the Central Hardwoods Joint Venture. It was formed more than a decade ago to change the way we go about saving birds. Instead of many agencies, each doing its own thing, the joint venture gets state and federal government agencies, along with non-governmental groups, working together and having the same goals to try and ensure the viability of native bird populations in the central hardwoods. It's an area that encompasses 75 million acres of hardwood forests in portions of more than a half dozen states, including Missouri. And you have probably never heard about what this giant interconnected operation is doing.
We have another gray catbird.
It's 7:30 on a clear October morning, and Veronica Mecco is cradling a gray catbird in her hand. It was caught just a few minutes earlier in a special net 50 yards away.
I would give it a 3 for muscle. Excellent. Oh, look at those undertail coverts.
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful chestnut.
Yeah, it's mixed. It's mottled.
I have no idea what Veronica is talking about as she measures and weighs the catbird and then puts a small metal band with some tracking information on it around one of its legs before it's released a few minutes later here at Van Meter State Park north of Marshall. It's part of a weeks-long migration count by the Missouri River Bird Observatory. Ethan Duke is heading up this project.
We wanted to collect good sample sizes and compare stopover time to see how well birds were stocking up and how long they stayed here during migration.
All the info gets pulled in with info from thousands of other birds caught around the country. This is important stuff to Dr. Todd Jones-Ferrand. He's an MU-trained wildlife ecologist employed by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and is the science coordinator for the Central Hardwoods Joint Venture.
And we can get information from that about what their annual survival is, what their productivity rates are, which is important for understanding population growth or decline.
Important information to be sure, looking at breeding grounds for birds. But Jones-Ferrand and others at the joint venture are looking at declining bird populations in a different way.
So maybe the breeding ground isn't the problem. Maybe birds are dying in migration, or there are problems on their wintering grounds in Central and South America or the Caribbean. Maybe that's where the problem is at.
And so Jones-Ferrand and others are building models. For example, taking a bird from the breeding ground, moving it through migration areas to the wintering ground, and then back again to try and estimate what its survival rate is, what type of reproductive success it's had. The joint venture's highest priority right now, though, is working on a project called the Shortleaf Pine Initiative. There is now federal funding to begin restoring 88,000 acres of pine woodlands in the Mark Twain National Forest in southern Missouri. That's where Jones-Ferrand comes in. Determining what the habitat needs to look like and predicting if it will work to get the birds back they are focusing on. Everything from how many trees to plant per acre and where to plant them.
And then we're also coming in before they do treatments, count the birds, and then after they'll do treatments, then we'll come back, count the birds again so that we can assess what kind of impact did they have, was it what we expected or not.
Jones-Ferrand hopes it will be the type of habitat where certain birds used to live and will once again.
So we're hoping to build stepping stones so that birds that were extirpated from Missouri, like red-cockaded woodpecker or brown-headed nuthatch, can make their way back here.
The Shortleaf Pine Initiative is a long-term project, no overnight fix, but it's a start, and at least it's a coordinated one. You can listen to Missouri Environment every 2 weeks at this time on KBIA. You can also find us at kbia.org when you click on the programs link. I'm Gary Grigsby.